things that he talks about in verses 4 and 5. I was there. I was disobedient. I did all these things against God. I remember where I came from. It says in verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man. And then verse 10 it says, and have put on the new man. Have you done that? Paul said, I die daily, right? What's he dying daily to? The flesh, right? This is something you've got to do daily. This isn't a one-time thing. Salvation is a one-time thing. Salvation is a one-time thing. It doesn't happen multiple times. You don't have to keep getting saved. You are saved once and it's settled. Ephesians 4:30, sealed to the day of redemption. Can't get out if you want to. I'm telling you right now, it is settled at the time that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It happens right then. But battling that flesh happens every single solitary day. Battling that flesh is something that you've got to deal with on a daily basis. You have to get up every morning and say, okay, am I going to serve him today or am I not? I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven, but am I going to serve him today or not? Because I can go live like I used to, and he'll allow it. You ever thought about that? He'll allow you to live however you want to. You can choose. But you'll be of none effect. You won't do anything for God. You won't be a witness. You won't tell anybody about Jesus Christ. You see, you have to put off that old man. And you have to put on the new. I like in verse 11, it says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free. But Christ is all and in all. You see, we're all on the same playing field now. Used to, it was different. Back in the Old Testament, it was a little different. In the Gospels, it's a little different. The first part of Acts, it's a little different. But when you get over into Acts like 13, you start to see that change happening with Paul accepting Jesus Christ, personal Lord and Savior, in chapter 7. And you start to see things happening in chapter 9. And 13, he's preaching that gospel, right? And that transition happens in Acts. And now those people that aren't a people, you know, those Gentile dogs, that's who you are. The people that aren't a people. Guess what? He said, I've done away with all that. I put it on hold for a period of time. And he did put it on hold. You see, he didn't destroy the law. You understand that, right? He didn't destroy the law. It's going to come back. It has to. It has to. You see, there's a tribulational period of time when things are going to go back to the way that they were. You see, be dispensational, but be dispensational all the way to the end now, okay? Understand, it don't just stop right here. It's going to go back. It's going to go back. But you see, he put it on hold for a period of time. What's the period of time? It's the church age, right? It's where you live right now. He's put it on hold. He said, it's no more works, lest any man should boast. Guess what? It used to be because of your works, and now it's not. Now it's a free gift of salvation. It's unto you. But it's only upon them that believe it. But you can't believe it in vain. You have to actually believe it. You have to understand it. You have to grasp it. You have to be able to sit there and say, I understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's what 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4 says. When you gather all that and you don't believe it in vain, guess what? You can be a new creature. You can be a different person. Christ is all and in all. Christ should be everything in your life. Why should he be everything? Because you're going to deal with things in this life that you can't even wrap your mind around. You're going to deal with situations and things are going to come up in your life that are going to be extremely tough to handle. And guess what? You can't do it by yourself. You can't handle it on your own. But with God, you can. With Jesus Christ in your life, you'll be able to handle it. You see, Christ should be all in your life. He should be the first thing you think about when you wake up, the last thing you think about before you lay your head down on bed. Why? Because he's that precious to you? Most of us, we think about your kids or your wife or your husband or your whatever, right? When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you're thinking about is your babies. Why is it not God? Is it because your relationship's not quite there yet? Maybe Christ is not your all in all. Maybe he's just part. If he's only part in your life, I'd get that fixed. And I'd make him all. You want to be effective for Christ? Put him first. Not in the middle somewhere. Not second, not third, not fourth. Put him first. He's the number one thing in your life. He should be. When people look at you, do they see somebody different or do they just see the same old person that was always there? What do they see? Did you change? I've heard it put like this before. An old preacher would say, something as big as God moves in, something ought to change. You'd think. Sometimes it makes me wonder, did God actually move in or not? Oh, that hurts, don't it? That's just real, though. Sometimes they get up and they say, I have believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you watch them go for about a week or two and go, did you really get that? That's that whole believing in vain part. You coming down to this altar because you want somebody to see you? You coming down to this altar because you want to actually do something for God and you want to get things right in your life and change? I'm all for this altar, but if it's just a show, I ain't for that. I think you ought to take things serious when it comes to God's Word. I think you need to let Him be your all in all. He needs to be your everything. This Barb's going to come play. If you stand to your feet.